John Donne, a valediction of my name in the window. My name engraved herein doth contribute my firmness to this glass, which ever since that charm hath been as hard as that which graved it was. Thine eye will give it price enough to mock the diamonds of either rock. 'Tis much that glass should be as all-confessing and through shine as I. 'Tis more that it shows thee to thee, and clear reflects thee to thine eye. But all such rules love's magic can undo. Here you see me, and I am you. As no one point nor dash, which are but accessories to this name, the showers and tempest can outwash, so shall all times find me the same. You this entireness better may fulfill, who have the pattern with you still. Or, if too hard and deep this learning be, for a scratched name to teach, it as a given death's head keep, lover's mortality to preach, or think this ragged, bony name to be my ruinous anatomy. Then, as all my souls be emparadised in you, in whom alone I understand and grow and see, the rafters of my body, bone being still with you, the muscle, sinew, and vein which tile this house will come again. Till my return repair and recompact my scattered body so, as all the virtuous powers which are fixed in the stars are said to flow into such characters as graved be, when these stars have supremacy. So, since this name was cut, when love and grief their exaltation had, no door against this name's influence shut, as much more loving, as more sad 'twill make thee, and thou shouldst till I return, since I die daily, daily mourn. When thy inconsiderate hand flings open this casement, with my trembling name to look on one whose wit or land new battery to thy heart may frame, then think this name alive, and that thou thus in it offend'st my genius. And when thy melted maid, corrupted by thy lover's gold and page, his letter at thy pillow hath laid, disputed it and tamed thy rage, and thou begin'st to thaw towards him for this, may my name step in and hide his. And if this treason go to an overt act, and that thou write again, in superscribing, this name flow into thy fancy from the pain, so in forgetting thou rememberest right, and unaware to me shalt write. But glass and lines must be no means our firm substantial love to keep. Near death inflicts this lethargy, and this I murmur in my sleep. Impute this idle talk, to that I go, for dying men talk often so.